This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make sweeping changes on infrastructure dramatically collapsed on Wednesday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, President Donald Trump abruptly walked out of a meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer after Pelosi said that Trump was involved in a cover-up.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Trump's major lenders, Deutsche Bank and Capital One, clearing the way for banks to comply with congressional subpoenas. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos has refused to block subpoenas from two House panels seeking financial records from two banks that did business with President Donald Trump. Trump and his company filed a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas from the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees were unlawful and unconstitutional. But in a ruling delivered from the bench in New York, Ramos concluded the subpoenas have legitimate legislative purpose. Lawyers for the two committees say they need the documents from Deutsche Bank and Capital One to investigate possible foreign influence in the U.S. political process. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A months-long investigation has failed to determine if Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is one of two men featured in a racist photo that appeared in his 1984 medical school yearbook. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The photo is of a man in blackface next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe.
We have identified no information that the photograph was placed on Governor Northam's personal page in error or by any other means not at his direction.
Ben Hatch's law firm, hired by Eastern Virginia Medical School, conducted the investigation.
We could not conclusively determine the origin of that photograph.
Northam initially acknowledged he was in the picture and apologized, but later said he was convinced he was not in the picture. The governor has managed to survive the uproar. He has defied calls to resign. I'm Ed Donahue.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo says he will not tolerate anyone disturbing the country's democratic processes after deadly clashes between police and supporters of Prabowo Subianto, a former army general who lost the recent election but is contesting the results. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has more.
Supporters of the opposition candidate Prabowo Subianto were met with tear gas on Wednesday. They threw fireworks and debris in return. The country had been awaiting official results since the April 17th election. But on results day, Subianto refused to concede defeat. He said he believes there had been widespread cheating in the polls and was making legal efforts to, quote, defend the mandate of the people. An election supervisory agency said there was a lack of evidence to support claims of systematic cheating. And independent observers have said the poll was free and fair.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina. At least three people were killed and 15 others injured when Taliban insurgents detonated a vehicle-borne bomb in eastern Afghanistan. A suicide bomber driving a stolen explosives-laden Humvee military vehicle detonated his device when police forces tried to stop him at a security compound in the provincial capital of Ghazni. The chief of security directorate in Ghazni said the blast killed two police officers and a child, while rescue teams transported 15 injured people to the hospital, including 10 civilians. And House of Commons leader Andrea Leadsom has resigned from the British government because she no longer believes Prime Minister Theresa May can deliver Brexit. May dug in Wednesday against a growing push by both her rivals and former allies to remove her from office as she attempts to lead Britain out of the European Union, but it appears to be headed for a dead end. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.